This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. As to our foes, my dear respected brothers in Islam, today is from the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today is the 10th day of Muharram, known as Yawm Ashura. This is the day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives victory to the believers, to Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel, when the sea split and Allah azza wa jal made a way for them. And this is the day in which the enemy of Allah azza wa jal was also destroyed, and that is Fir'aun and his army. And there are many great lessons to learn on the day of Ashura. A person really needs to read the story over and over again. This is why it is in the Quran. The Quran is something that we continue to read over and over again. So a person needs to read this story between him and himself and reflect over the many lessons that are found in the story of Musa alayhi salam. And one of them that we will, inshallah ta'ala, quickly highlight and mention today is one of the greatest actions of the heart, and that is known as Husn al-Dhann Billah. On this day, immense and huge Husn al-Dhann Billah happened, and it came from Musa alayhi salam. This worship, Husn al-Dhann Billah, means to have good thought and assume good of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is from among the greatest worships of the heart, because the heart has worships as well. The love that we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear that we have of Allah azza wa jal, the hope that we have in Allah, the good thought we have in Allah azza wa jal, this all begins from here. And then it manifests, it displays in a person's tongue, in that which he says, and it displays in his actions, in that which his body does. So Musa alayhi salam, when he stood before the sea, when he stood in front of the ocean, and the huge army was behind him, and that is the army of Fir'aun, Musa alayhi salam did not panic. He wasn't scared. He wasn't terrified and afraid. That was the case of Bani Israel. Those that were with him, they all panicked and were scared and said, "Inna lamudrakun." This is their bad assumption. They said, "Inna lamudrakun. We've finally been caught up to. They followed us, and that's it. This is the end of us." Amma Musa alayhi salam would say words that Allah azza wa jal would record in the Quran, and we read it until the day of judgment. And that is, he said, "Kalla" to Bani Israel. No, not at all. These bad assumptions and bad thoughts that you have, kalla, they're not true, they're not right. I don't carry this kind of negative thought in my mind and in my heart. Rather, what I have in my heart and the state of my heart would be, inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. My Lord is with me. Definitely my Lord is with me. Indeed, certainly, no doubt about it. This is the word inna, and it implies this absolute certainty. Ma'ya, with me, Rabbi, my Lord, sayahdeen, He will guide me out of this. This is his good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal. What is he thinking of Allah? He's thinking that Allah is going to guide him out. How? Allahu A'lam. Really, it doesn't come to mind that the sea is going to split. Musa alayhi salam did not know this. He didn't know it a day before. He didn't know it an hour before. And he didn't know it the second he struck the sea with his staff. He didn't know. But this is what it resulted to, and this is what it led to, that the sea split. Once it split, this is what he knew. This is when he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would guide him out, and this is the means in how Allah azza wa jal guides him. Then the idea is, the believer is supposed to continue. He's supposed to continue thinking good of Allah azza wa jal until the relief of Allah comes. Never give up. Musa alayhi salam did not give up at all. Not even in the last microsecond. Never. And this is when he was in the intense danger, right in the middle of the problem and in the middle of the difficulty and in the middle of the calamity. And it was only intensifying because Fir'aun and his army are getting closer and closer. But he never lost. He is good thought in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers in Islam, husnul dhanni billah is a worship. Good thought in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would continuously encourage the companions and the believers to uphold and to commit to good thought in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ حُسْنَ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ حُسْنِ الْعِبَادَةِ. Having good assumption and good thought in Allah azza wa jal is from حسن العبادة. It's from the completion and perfection of worship. You cannot complete your worship and perfect your worship without good thought in Allah. The more good thought, the more you continue to grow in good thought of Allah Azza wa Jal, the more complete and the more perfect your worship becomes. And as a result, the more perfect and complete as a believer you become. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to also inform as-sahaba, and he used to say to them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَالْ. Allah said, this is al-hadith al-Qudsi, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is paraphrasing, informing the companions and the believers what Allah had revealed to him, other than Qur'an. He said that Allah azza wa jalla has said, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِ بِي إِنْ ظَنَّ بِي خَيْرًا فَلَهُ وَإِنْ ظَنَّ شَرًّا فَلَهُ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said that I am to my slave according to his assumption of me. If he thinks good of me, falahu, he will have that which he is thinking of. And if he thinks bad and evil of me, falahu, this is exactly what he will see and what he will find. Subhanallah, such a powerful hadith. Yani the idea Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that Allah deals with the servant according to how he thinks of him. You think good, bi-ithnillah, you will only see good from Allah Azza wa Jal. In this life, in the grave, in the afterlife. You think bad of Allah and continue to go down that path, this is what you will see. And don't be surprised, because this is what you assume and you only received what you assume. This is why it is absolutely important never to utter words of negativity. This is ignorance on the part of a believer to speak words of negativity concerning Allah Azza wa Jal, saying that we're all doomed, we're all destroyed, we're all going to hell, we're all going to burn. Some Muslims speak like this, ma'ad Allah. And this is because of their ignorance. But once the people learn how much good thought they're supposed to have in Allah Azza wa Jal, this bi-ithnillahi ta'ala overrides any negativity you have in your heart concerning Allah Azza wa Jal. And this hadith is very true. And yani, the truthful nature of this hadith yani, has been displayed. Especially on the day of Ashura. Look at Musa alayhi salam, we're saying, he is saying, إِنَّ مَعْيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. That's his good thought in Allah. Did Allah deal with him in this manner? Yes, no doubt. And that's how the sea split. Allah Azza wa Jal made the impossible possible because of one man that continued to have positive and certain good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal. Good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal is a key to relief. وعبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه said, والذي لا إله غيره ما أعطي عبد مؤمن شيئا خيرا من حسن الظن بالله عز وجل. عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه, this is a companion that lived with the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is saying by Allah, he's taking an oath by Allah, and he's saying that the righteous believing slave of Allah was never given anything better than good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal. If you're given the ability to continuously have good thought in Allah This is from the greatest gifts that Allah Azza wa Jal grants a believer. And then he said, وَالَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُهُ لَا يُحْسِنُ عَبْدٌ بِاللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الظَّنِّ إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ ظَنَّهُ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ أَوْ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ الْخَيْرَ فِي يَدِهِ. And then he said, وَاللَّهُ, and by Allah, he took an oath. He said, there is no one who continues to have good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal except that Allah Azza wa Jal gives him that which he assumed good of. He gives him good. Why? وَذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ الْخَيْرَ فِي يَدَيْهِ. And that is because all good is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. It all belongs to Allah. So it is not far-fetched and difficult for the mind to comprehend, how can Allah give me good? It's all in His hand. It's all in His hand. What is required is for you to continue to think good and assume good of Allah Azza wa Jal. And there are certain situations in the life of a believer in where he should remind himself of the good thought of Allah Azza wa Jal and exercise good thought in Allah. There are moments and there are positions and there are situations in the life of a believer in where it is most required at that time to bring out this good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal. The first of these situations is at the time of death. This becomes now more evident and absolute compulsory upon the believer at that moment especially to have good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is the hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu. He said that I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said 3 days before his death. So this is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us something and he himself is implementing it. He said, لَا يَمُوتَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يُحْسِنُ الظَّنَّ بِرَبِّهِ. Shuf, the words. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbidding the ummah from something. And he's saying, لَا يَمُوتَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ. Don't you dare any one of you die except that it is he is thinking and assuming good of Allah. Don't you dare die except that you're thinking good of Allah. Because at that moment, a shaytan is going to do his work. He's going to do his work. Fanta, you need to remain strong and patient and consistent upon good thought in Allah. And this is granted to a believer if he lived all his life upon this great worship, husnul dhan. If you're living your entire days and nights in good thought of Allah Azza wa Jal, then bi-ithnillah, as you're on your deathbed, parting this worldly life, bi-ithnillah, Allah Azza wa Jal gives you the ability to think good of Him. At that time, it's not the time to start thinking horrible and bad and what is going to happen to you. La, la, Allah arhamur rahimin, and everything in His hand. Think good of Him, and He's able to give you that which you think good of Him. Wa Anas radiallahu anhu narrated that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered upon a young man that was dying. He was dying. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this young man, Kayfa tajiduk? Huh? How do you find yourself? What are you thinking? He's a young man, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking to him like this. So the young boy, he said, Wallahi ya Rasulallah, inni arju Allah, wa inni akhafu dhunubi. He said, O Messenger of Allah, inni arju Allah, I am hoping for Allah's mercy. I'm hoping for Allah's forgiveness. If you're asking about my condition, this is my condition. Wa inni akhafu dhunubi. And I fear my sins, and my transgression, and my rebellion, and my disobedience, and that which I had done that I shouldn't do. I'm fearing all this. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, لا يجتمعان في قلب عبد في مثل هذا الموطن إلا أعطاه الله ما يرجو وأمنه مما يخاف. الله أكبر. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, لا يجتمعان. these two emotions, if they are in the heart of a believer at one time, meaning the feeling of hoping in Allah's mercy and fearing your sins, if these two emotions are in the heart of a believer at one time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give the believer that which he hopes for, and he'll keep him safe from that which he fears. Then this is it. Khalas. Such a man was given that which he hoped for, that is the mercy and forgiveness of Allah, and he was kept safe from that which he feared, which is his sins, and what it leads to, which is the hellfire and the punishment of Allah. For Allah Azza wa Jal saved him from this because of his good thought in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, from among the situations in which you're supposed to especially have good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal, as an ulama rahimahumullah would mention, عِنْدَ الشَّدَائِدِ وَالْقَرْبِ, in the times of calamity and extreme hardship and difficulty, such as the case of, we said, Musa alayhi salam, good thought in Allah, how? Through his words, كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِي, such as in the case of Yunus alayhi salam, when he's in the belly of a whale, is an intense calamity and a difficulty, saying, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. He's saying, I'm the one that was a wrongdoer. أما you are perfect. You're perfect. You're complete. لا إله إلا أنت. And it is good thought. It is his good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah Azza wa Jal would save him afterwards. فنجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. We rescued him and we saved him from this calamity that he was in. Allah Azza wa Jal said, and this is how I also save and rescue anyone who is in calamity of the believers. Good thought in Allah. And it is displayed in words such as, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is da'watul makroob. These are the words that are supposed to be said by someone experiencing calamity and difficulty. Well, such as Ibrahim alayhi salam, thrown in a fire. This is an intense difficulty and a calamity. Good thought in Allah. He would say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is enough for me. And what an excellent being to rely on. There is no one better to rely on than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, he mentions the story of الثلاثة الذين خلفوا, the three companions that missed the battle of Tabuk, and they stayed back in Medina and they did not join, and this was a major sin on their part. Eventually Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give instructions to the people of Al-Madinah to boycott these three companions. No one talked to them, no one deal with them, and the calamity got so intense that even the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell their wives to keep away from them. And no one's talking to them, not even their relatives. No salam, no nothing. It became that intense that these three companions didn't end, yani khas, they avoided al-Masjid al-Nabawi altogether. Yani, it became a horrible situation. And imagine, what are they thinking? They're thinking, if the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dies any day, how bad is this? He dies having not spoken to us, and he's instructed all of Al-Madinah not to speak to us. Terrible. This is their thinking in this manner. Until the calamity became so intense. Allah Azza wa Jal describes how difficult it became. ضاقت عليهم الأرض بما رحبت وضاقت عليهم أنفسهم. يعني the earth became very restricted upon them, even though it's vast. Bima rahubat. Yani, there's a lot of land, walk where you like. But as big and as vast as this land is, they did not find any space that would accept them. This is from the type of severe depression that a person can fall into. Not only this, yani, imagine everyone around you avoided you and boycotts you. You can still have inner peace. There are some people that are hated by many around them. insulted by many around them, but they couldn't care less because Allah is leaving peace in his heart. So perhaps that's the case for the Sahaba? No. Allah Azza wa Jalla would say, وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. And even within themselves, there was tightness and restriction, and it was closed down as well. And you know, there are people that are opposite as well. Sometimes he has troubles within himself, and around him people love him, and people accept him. And yani, one of the two, one or the other. But in, I'm telling you, in this case here, Sahaba, two things. Around them is what's very terrible, and within them it is terrible. Khalas, that's it. That's the maximum kind of psychological state a person could be in. When the calamity intensified and it became that intense upon them, Allah Azza wa Jalla would say, وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. وَظَنُّوا here, meaning they were certain that there is no escape from all of this except to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. Good thought in Allah at the time of intense calamity. What was the result? ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. Allah Azza wa Jal granted them the ability of a tawbah, and Allah accepted their tawbah, and it was good news for the Medina that day when the ayat came down, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the ayat, لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا. In the next ayah, he's reciting it in Salat al-Fajr, and the believers that are praying Salat al-Fajr would run to these three companions. Abshuru, good news, congratulations, Allah has revealed your tawbah. Wa khalas, excitement and rejoice has been filled in the hearts once again. Oof, all of this came from where? Wa dhannu alla malja'a min Allah illa ilayh. They were absolutely certain there is no escape from Allah except to Allah. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go with your bad thoughts in Allah Azza wa Jal? Nowhere. It'll lead you to corruption. It'll lead you to misguidance. And a good thought in Allah would lead you back to Allah, to His mercy, to His forgiveness. Another position and a situation in which it becomes especially obligatory upon a believer to have good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal is when he is overtaken by debt and ridden by debt. You know, there are people that fall in debt, whether willingly or unwillingly, and debt becomes a huge calamity in his life. It becomes a huge worry in his life. At this moment, a person is supposed to have extra good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he narrated a beautiful hadith and a story concerning this matter. And this is the case of Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam radiyallahu anhu, and a conversation he had with his son Abdullah ibn al-Zubayr. And this was on the day of Al-Jamal, the incident of the camel. This is the story where the war between Ali radiyallahu anhu, Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, sahabati ajma'in. But on that day, Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam would stand, and he calls his son. He says, Ya Bunay, his son Abdullah ibn Zubayr, he says, come. إِنَّهُ لَا يُقْتَلُ الْيَوْمَ إِلَّا ظَالِمٌ أَوْ مَظْلُومٌ. Today on this day, those who die are going to be one of two types, either an oppressor or someone oppressed. وَإِنِّي لَا أَرَانِي إِلَّا سَأُقْتَلُ الْيَوْمَ مَظْلُومًا. And I assume today that if I was to die, I will die being a person that was oppressed. وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ هَمِّي لَدَيْنِي. And from the greatest concern and worries I have is my debt. This is the greatest concern. So he's having a conversation with his son. He's saying to him, sell what we have and go and sort out my debts. Then he said to him, Ya Bunay, إِنْ عَجَزْتَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِنْ دَيْنِي فَاسْتَعِنْ عَلَيْهِ مَوْلَايِ. He said, eventually, my son, if you've done everything you can do and you become unable and incapable of paying my debts, then seek the help of my master. فَاسْتَعِنْ عَلَيْهِ مَوْلَايِ. Seek the help of my master. Abdullah ibn Zubayr, he said, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا دَرَيْتُ مَا أَرَادَ حَتَّى قُلْتُ يَا أَبَتِي مَنْ مَوْلَاكَ. Abdullah's son, he said, Wallah, I did not understand what my father meant when he says, seek the help of my master. So then Abdullah said to his dad, Ya Abati, man mawlak? My father, who is your master? Who's this master I need to go to and seek his help? For he said to him, Allah. Allah is my master. Qal Abdullah radiallahu anhu said, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا وَقَعَتْ أو فَوَاللَّهِ مَا وَقَعْتُ فِي كَرْبَةٍ مِنْ دَيْنِهِ إِلَّا قُلْتُ يَا مَوْلَى الزُّبَيْرِ اقْضِ عَنْهُ دَيْنَهُ فَيَقْضِيَهُ. Allahu Akbar. Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu says, by Allah, any time I fell into a calamity and an issue concerning the debt of my father, I would say, يَا مَوْلَى الزُّبَيْرِ اقْضِ عَنِّي دَيْنَهُ. O Master of Az-Zubayr, O Lord of Az-Zubayr, pay the debts of Az-Zubayr, and the result would be فَيَقْضِيَهُ. Heck, somehow Allah Azza wa Jal would make it possible and it would become easy and simple, and it's done. Good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal is what led to this kind of relief. And also from the situations of having good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal is during a tawbah, when a person is seeking Allah's forgiveness and making tawbah, especially at this time, you are absolutely supposed to have good thought in Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a servant was to commit a sin and then he makes a tawbah, he says, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي ذَنْبِي. Oh Allah, forgive my sin. How can't you have good thought in Allah when you're asking Allah to forgive your sin? This is ignorance. Wallah, it is ignorance for a person to have bad thought in Allah when he is making dua, especially at tawbah and asking Allah to forgive him. So the person, this mentioned in the hadith, as the person is saying, Allahumma ghfir li dhunubi, O Allah, forgive my sins, Allah would respond to this servant. And he says, Allah has a message to this servant, and he says, Abdi adhnaba dhanba, my slave committed a sin. فَعَلِمَ أَنَّ لَهُ رَبٌ. And he was very certain that he has a Lord. يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ وَيَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبِ. And this Lord of his, which is Allah, is able to forgive the sin, and he's able to punish for the sin. So then Allah Azza wa Jal would say, اِعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتَ قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكَ. Do as you please, I have forgiven you. What does it mean, do as you please? Doesn't mean go and do what you like. But so long as the believer is upon this kind of cycle, in where every time he sins, he repents and he has good thought in Allah as he repents, then your situation is good, because it is bound for a believer to fall into sin. But as long as you're hastening to at-tawbah, what is still far, immediately after your sin, so long as that's the case, then this is what is meant by اعمل ما شئت, do as you please. Of course, a person doesn't plan the sin, because planning a sin as you're making a tawbah from the previous sin, then it's not an accepted tawbah, because it is missing a condition. One of the main conditions of a tawbah is to never plan for a sin. Once you've done the sin, you immediately stop and you never intend to ever fall back into it. If that happens later, it's a different story. You make a tawbah right then and there after this. And the final hadith I share with you on this matter, and that is Jibreel alayhi salam, and it is related to this day, the day of Ashura, and that is, yani the final discussion is to say, what motivates and inspires the believer to continue having good thought in Allah? Yani we mentioned all of these matters and the hadith with dua, and how the sahaba and how the prophets, how they would display good thought in Allah. This is a lot of motivation and inspiration for us. But most importantly, قوله تعالى وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. That Allah Azza wa Jal is especially merciful towards the believers. If you really believed in that, and you had certain belief in this, then there is no room in your heart for bad thought in Allah. You cannot believe that Allah is the most merciful and at the same time have bad thought in Allah. Meaning that you're doubting the ayah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ فَالْقُرْآنِ. And the ayat in the Quran that speak certain facts of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, especially towards the believers. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. These ayat are the greatest motivation and the greatest charge and the greatest inspiration to make your good thought in Allah become genuine, and true and real, not fake. The ayat are going to charge this. So you continue thinking, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And on this day, the day of Ashura, as Fir'aun was drowning, and this is a hadith found عند الترمذي, and it was authenticated by Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah and others. On that day, as Fir'aun is drowning, Jibreel would dive into the ocean, and he would take from the mud of the bed of the ocean, and he rose all the way, and he began to throw it and shove it into the mouth of Fir'aun. The hadith mentions that Jibreel said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلَوْ رَأَيْتَنِي يَا مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel is saying to Rasulullah, you should have seen me that day. وَأَنَا آخِذٌ مِنْ حَالِ الْبَحَرِ. As I took a handful of mud from the bed of the ocean, فَأَدُسُّهُ فِي فِيهِ, and I'm shoving it in his mouth. Why? مَخَافَةَ أَن تُدْرِكَهُ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. Fearing that perhaps Allah would have mercy upon him. Then he's trying to say, La ilaha illallah, he's trying to believe at that moment. Jibreel alayhi salam, he has a lot of experience. He does this work. Allah Azza wa Jal gives him the ability to do all this work, to go from person to destroy nations. And Allah, Jibreel alayhi salam, has seen how Allah Azza wa Jal deals with the servants. He's seen it firsthand, he's experienced it. So he knows it could be a possibility for Fir'aun. So Allah Azza wa Jal would decree that this matter would happen, and Jibreel is doing this. مَخَافَةَ أَن تُدْرِكَهُ اللَّهِ. And after this, and when you know this incident, how then can a believer, the one who says, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى إِنْ سُجُودِ, whereas Fir'aun was the one who's saying, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. See the difference? And then he's saying, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Unta, more than once a day, you're saying, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى. How then can a believer have bad thought in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My brothers in Islam, this is what we want to reaffirm and establish and learn, especially on this day, the day of Arafah, or the day of Ashura. This is the day in which Musa alayhi salam would have absolute good thought in Allah, and it manifests in his words, كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us good thought in him. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us good thought in him at the time of death. And we ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us, to forgive our sins and our shortcomings. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.